An article which I believe appeared in a newspaper asked why, since you are, or it would seem that you are in effect the mayor of Chicago, you've not simply been appointed to that position.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's touching. Like a lot of things in life, we laugh because it's funny and we laugh because it's true. Some people say, reformers here say, put that man in jail. What does he think he is doing? Well, what I hope I'm doing, and here's where your English paper's got a point, is I'm responding to the will of the people. People are going to drink. You know that. I know that. We all know that. And all I do is act on that. And all this talk of bootlegging. What is bootlegging? On the boat, it's bootlegging. On Lakeshore Drive, it's hospitality. I'm a businessman.
And what of your reputation that you control your business through violence? That those that don't purchase your products are dealt with violently?
It's all right. I grew up in a tough neighborhood. And we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. And in that neighborhood, it might have been true. And sometimes a reputation follows you. There is violence in Chicago, of course, but not by me and not by anybody I employ. And I'll tell you why, because it's not good business.
This salon down here, we're getting along fine. Everything we need. Green beer you're peddling just ain't any good.
But it's supposed to be good. It's supposed to be bought.
I'm not buying any.
Don't worry about it, Pops. We won't come back.
And how's everyone at your house today?
They're fine.
Your mama well?
She has a little cold.
Oh, she does, huh? I'm sorry to hear that.
But she'll be all right.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's all right, sweetie. You be careful crossing the street.
Mister,
you tell your mama
mister!
That...
It's time to go to work. To make a good first impression. I love you, Elliot. Now, Shoe.
Elliot Ness. It's Special agent of the Treasury Department. Miss?
Thank you, Chief. At the request of the city of Chicago, the federal government, specifically the Department of the Treasury, has inaugurated a special program to deal with the flow of illegal liquor and the violence which it creates.
Mr. Nesbitt, what does this program consist?
I and other agents of the Treasury will be working in conjunction with the Chicago police and
this
other enforcement.
This is just another showpiece program, you know, keep the news.
What do you think about prohibition, Mr. Ness?
Do you drink, Mr. Ness?
Mr. Ness, answer the question.
It's not just a showpiece, and I'll tell you exactly how I feel about prohibition. It is the law of the land.
You consider yourself a crusader, Mr. Ness? Is that it?
What special qualifications do you think you have for this job, Mr. Ness?
Do you have any political ambitions,
do you
Mr.
feel
Ness?
A person who
all right, boys, I think that
one more shot.
Excuse me.
Mr. Ness, what are your real plans? What do you got coming up?
You'll just have to read about it in the paper.
Listen, let me ride along with you. No. Give you good play. Good
can't help you.
Mr. Ness, Lieutenant Alderson, the flying squad. Are you ready to meet the men?
No. Yes, I am. I have one more thing to say. I know that many of you take a drink. What you've done before today is not my concern. But now we must be pure, and I want you to stop. It's not a question of whether or not it's a harmless drink. It may very well be, but it's against the law, gentlemen. And as we are going to enforce the law, we must do first by example.
Are there any questions?
Good. The Department of the Treasury has had a man undercover here for some time now. We've received word from this informant that a very large shipment of Canadian whiskey has arrived in Chicago. So I hope that you've signed on for some action, gentlemen, because you're going to get it. Remember, the liquor cases are marked with a red maple leaf.
Yes, sir. I have it.
The Treasury agent is in a gray suit with a white scarf. He is not to be arrested.
A gray suit and a white scarf.
I think that's about it. Are your men ready?
Yes, sir.
They are.
Good.
At ease.
Smoke 'em if you got 'em. How we doing?
Okay.
Part of a sandwich?
No, thank you, sir.
You nervous?
No, sir.
Been with the unit long?
A short while.
I suppose we all want to do well.
Yes, sir.
Message from my wife. You married?
Yes, sir, I am.
Nice to be married, huh? Just follow me.
Got federal officer, hands in the air. Get him up. Drop it.
Damn. I can't get him. Wait up. Mr. Ness. But look, I was just...
Jeez, I'm sorry.
Listen, I can do a lot for you. I can do a lot for what you're trying to do. I get the big scoop, you make a big splash. Get yourself some support. What do you say? Let's be real. Let me help you. What do you say, okay? Just shut up.
Sorry, no, let him through. Let him through here. Let him through here. You want to take your picture? Take it now. You ready?
Ready.
Now, what do you think you're doing? You want to throw your garbage? Throw it in a goddamn trash basket.
Do you have more important things to do?
Yeah. But I'm not doing them right now. We understand each other. Okay, pal, why the Mahaska? Why are you packing the gun?
I'm a treasury officer.
All right. Just remember what we talked about now.
Hey. Wait a minute. What the hell kind of police you have in this goddamn city, huh? What do they teach you? You just turned your back on an armed man.
You're a treasury officer.
Yeah, how do you know that? I just told you I was.
Who would claim to be that who was not?
What's your name and unit?
It's right here. You got a beef? What is it?
How did you know I had a gun?
What do you want, a free lesson in police work?
No.
Are you okay, pal?
I had a rough day on the job.
Ah. Are you going home now?
I was about to.
Well then, you just fulfilled the first rule of law enforcement. Make sure when your shift is over, you go home alive. Here endeth the lesson.
Everything is in the book. 55 gallons to a barrel.
So he gets into the snowplow and he says, "Let's do some good." And then we bust through.
Mr. Ness?
Yes?
I came here to thank you. It was my little girl that got killed with that bomb.
I'm sorry, please. I'm so sorry.
You see, it's because I know that you have children, too. And that this is real for you. That this then causes tragedy. And I know that you will put a stop to that. No, you do that now.
What do you want?
I'd like to talk to you.
Come in.
What I need is a small group of men, handpicked, starting with you.
Nash, and how I am just a poor beat cop. Now, how can I help you?
Just work with me.
But why should I, though?
Because you're a good cop.
How do you know that?
You told me.
I'm such a good cop. How come I'm walking the beat then at my age?
What do you want to tell me?
Well, maybe I'm that whore with a heart of gold.
Or the one good cop in the bad town.
Now, is that what you want to hear?
I didn't ask you and I don't care. You want to stay on the beat? You do that.
If you'd like to come with me, I need your help. I'm asking you for help.
Well, that's a thing you fear, isn't it? Mr. Ness, I wish I'd met you 10 years and 20 pounds ago. But I just think it got more important to me to stay alive. And that's why I'm walking the beat. Thank you, Noah.
Mr. Ness?
Yes.
Oscar Wallace.
Uh-huh.
I've been assigned here by the Washington Bureau.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad to have you here, Mr. Wallace. Excuse me. We are a little in the dark here, but any ideas you may have?
Well, actually, yes, sir, I do. And the one that I want to try first is this. He has not filed a return since 1926.
A return?
An income tax return.
Income tax?
Yes, sir.
What do you do with the Bureau, Mr. Wallace?
Oh, I'm an accountant.
An accountant?
Yes, sir, and the Bureau has sent me here.
Would you excuse me? Please.
You said you wanted to know how to get Capone. Do you really want to get him? You see what I'm saying? What are you prepared to do?
Everything within the law.
And then what are you prepared to do? If you open the ball on these people, Mr. Nash, you must be prepared to go all the way. Because they won't give up the fight until one of you is dead.
I want to get Capone. I don't know how to get him.
Want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone. Now, do you want to do that? Are you ready to do that? I'm making you a deal. Do you want this deal?
I have sworn to put this man away with any and all legal means at my disposal, and I will do so.
Well, the Lord hates a coward. Do you know what a blood oath is, Mr. Ness?
Yes.
Good. Because you just took one.
How do you think Capone knew about your raid the other night?
Somebody on the cops told him.
Right. Welcome to Chicago. This town stinks like a whorehouse at low tide. Now, the first thing is, who can you trust?
Nobody.
The cops? Nobody. Because nobody wants you here.
Nobody? Well, then why are you helping me?
Because I swore to uphold the law. And if you believe that, I'll tell you another. Now, who can you trust?
I trust nobody.
That's the sort.
Well, if I can trust nobody, where are we going to get help?
Well, if you're afraid of getting a rotten apple, don't go to the barrel. Get it off the tree.
Get it off the tree.
Finger out the trigger guard. Eject those cartridges. Fire it all around the leg. Stand back. About face.
Barry, I want you to meet Mr. Elliot Ness.
Yeah.
Treasury Department, how are you? We need a recruit for extended duty. Now, this man is to be seconded to the Treasury Department. We have the full cooperation of the Chicago
Barry,
police.
Who is consistently the best shot of this class?
Williamson and Stone.
Good. Well, call them out for me, will you? But one at a time.
Right.
Excuse me. Are either of the men married?
No.
Good.
Williamson?
You're married.
Front center!
I don't want any married men.
All right. Stand easy, son. I want to ask you something.
Yes.
Why do you want to join the force?
To protect and...
Yeah?
And to protect and serve. To protect and...
Please don't search for the yearbook answer, huh? Just tell me what you think.
What I think?
Yeah.
You could help. With the force.
You can help.
Force.
Huh?
With crime.
Thank you. There goes the next chief of police.
Eddie!
Stone! Out here.
This kid's a prodigy. Why do you want to join a force?
Protect the property and citizenry of the
city. Oh, please, don't waste my time with that bullshit. Where are you from, Stone?
From the south side.
Stone. George Stone. That's your name? What's your real name?
That is my real name.
Nah. What was it before you changed it?
Giuseppe Petri.
Jeez, I knew it. That's all you need. One thief and whop and the team.
What's that you say?
I said that you're a lying member of a no-good race.
It's much better than you, you stinking Irish pig.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, I like him, too.
You just joined the Treasury Department, son.
Yeah, okay.
Elliot Ness.
With reports from stakeouts on the north and west side and surveillances of the major...
Thank you, Lieutenant. Thank you. What do you think?
Oh, I think there's nothing like vaudeville.
That's what I think.
Now, are you ready to go to work?
Where are we going?
On a liquor ring. Need another man.
Ness, it's very interesting. I found a financial disbursement pattern here which shows some irregular...
You carry a badge?
Yes?
Carry a gun.
Jimmy?
What?
What the hell are you dressed for? Halloween?
Shut up. I'm working.
Where? The circus.
Here we are.
What are we doing here?
Liquor raid.
Here?
Mr. Ness, everybody knows where the booze is. The problem isn't finding it. The problem is who wants to cross the pond. Let's go.
Around the corner.
You better be damn sure, Malone.
If you walk through this door now, you're walking into a world of trouble. And there's no turning back, you understand?
Yes, I do.
Good. Give me that axe.
Criminal officers!
Get your hands in the air! Nobody move!
This is a raid!
Everybody, into the
What are you doing here? All this stuff is impounded. You're all under arrest.
Hey, this isn't right. Hey, this is no good. You got a warrant.
Sure, here's my warrant.
Oh! Oh!
How do you think he feels now? Better or worse?
What is that?
What is that?
Yes. Yes.
Garden with the heathen. That is my call box key. And that is St. Jude.
Yes, Santo Jude. He's a patron saint of the lost cause.
And policeman.
Patron saint of policeman.
Everybody needs a friend. Lost causes and policemen. Which do you want to be?
I want to be a cop.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
To protect the property and
citizenry of the city of Chicago. Yeah.
What? It's all right. What?
I just got to hand it to you. Congratulations. It's okay if I get a picture of you and your men?
Yeah. But not for publication, just for us.
Anything you say, Mr. Ness. Closer in. Arms, great. Okay, ready? Hold it.
Life goes on. A man become preeminent, he is expected to have enthusiasms. 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 What are mine? What draws my admiration? What is that which gives me joy?
James!
Baseball. A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Teamwork.
Looks, throws, catches, hustles, part of one big team. Bats himself to live long day. Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, and so on. If his team don't field, what is he? You follow me? No one. Sunny day, stands are full of fans. What does he have to say? I'm going out there for myself. But I get nowhere unless the team wins.
Team.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night, little girl.
You know, Eskimo?
Butterfly?
Some work to do for tomorrow. Well, you had a full day today, didn't you? Yes, I certainly did. And you still got some energy? Oh, a lot of work. Well, why don't you come up and brush my hair? You detective.
How are we doing?
Capone's organization is incredibly diverse. Look at this. It owns Canadian Holding Company Associations, yeah, which owns, in turn, Greenlight Laundry, Midwest Cab, Jolly Time Playpen.
Jolly Time Playpen?
Yeah, Jolly Time Playpen.
Remind me, get a present
Uncle
for my
Frank's Speed and Sea, Bahamas Ship to Shore, Miss Lucy Todd. The list is endless. And all of the business is legitimate, and none of it is owned by Al Capone. But we can get him on income tax evasion if we can just show that any of the money from the organization's business is going to him. See, legally, he receives no income.
Did he receive anything?
Excuse me, Mr. Ness. Do a visit.
Mr. Ness.
I'm Ness.
I wonder if we could talk for a minute. John O'Shea, Alderman, 43rd Ward.
Yes, Alderman.
I know who you are.
Would you excuse us? We have several large operations in the work. We're rather busy, Alderman, so what can I do for you?
I came up to congratulate you on a job well done. Share your good fortune on such a lovely day.
What's that? What is that?
Mr. Ness, you're an educated man. Let me pay you the compliment of being blunt. There is a large and popular business which you are causing dismay. Why don't you just cross the street and let things take their course?
Can you come in here, please? In Roman times, when a fellow was convicted of trying to bribe a public official, they would cut off his nose and sew him in a bag with a wild animal and throw that bag in the river. You tell your master that we must agree to disagree.
You're making a mistake.
Yeah, well, I've made them before. I'm beginning to enjoy them.
You fellows are untouchable. Is that the thing? No one can get to you?
Yeah. You tell Capone.
Hey, everyone can be gotten to.
Then I'll see him in hell.
Hey, nice house. I said, nice house. You live there? Little girl's having a birthday, huh?
Yes.
Nice to have a family.
Yes, it is.
Man should take care. See that nothing happens to you.
Finish my
ironing. You did? You gotta come with Daddy now, okay?
Elliot! Okay, it's all right.
Okay, let's go.
Stay there!
Keep your eye on the street. Where's Malone?
He's on the stakeout. He'll be right here.
Who's this guy?
He's one of the men on this list. He's all right.
All right, then. Drive him to the station. So let you know where to go when you get there.
Yes, sir.
Take off your hat. Anything happens, you shoot first. You understand me?
Yes, Mr. Ness.
Ask him on birthday, Dad.
Okay. Now go.
Malone. Are you okay?
Yeah, they're fine. Are you sure the cop's okay?
He better be. He's my cousin.
I want to hurt the man, Malone. You hear me? I want to start taking the battle to him. I want to hurt Capone.
Well, then, a Merry Christmas, because we've got some great news. Tell him.
There's going to be a huge international shipment coming through.
We got the time, the place, and the whole shebang.
Well, what are we doing standing here, then? How do you come by this information?
That's the second rule of police work. If you want to keep a secret, don't tell the boss.
You know, he's making over $3 million a year, but he's paid no taxes. Nothing's in his name. If we can establish any payments to him at all, we can prosecute him for income tax evasion.
What?
I said we can prosecute him for income tax evasion.
Try a murder for not paying his taxes?
Oh, it's better than nothing.
All right. How do we link him to the money?
I don't know.
Go to sleep, Oscar. Five to ten trucks filled with your good Canadian whiskey will be met by a high-level member of the Capone organization. Now, he will be bringing with him full payment for the shipment in cash. Now, the meet is to take place just over the border on the American side. Our aim will be to confiscate the liquor and the cash. Captain?
We will await their signal. When they are on the road and have given the signal, we will engage from the Canadian side of the bridge.
Thus taking them by surprise from the rear. That surprise, as you very well know, Mr. Ness, is half the battle.
The surprise is half the battle. Many things are half the battle. Losing is half the battle. Let's think about what is all the battle. Let's take the fight to them, gentlemen. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Move out.
Take it easy. Take it easy. It'll all happen in time. This is the job. Don't wait for it to happen. Don't even want it to happen. Just watch what does happen.
Are you my tutor?
Yes, sir. That I am. Did you check it already?
Yes, I did.
Then leave it alone. You're a good cop, Giuseppe. You're doing good. You're going to do just fine. Now, Wallace, are you cold?
Yes, I am a little.
Then stamp your feet. It'll keep you warm. You learn something in 20 years walking a beat. Stitches and standing in the rain.
Have your spare shells, eh? If you have to fire, hold low and squeeze, and put your man down, because he'd do the same to you. Shoot to kill. You hear what I said?
Yes, I did. Shoot to kill.
Let's go. Canadians will not show until I flash the badge. So it's imperative that we cross the ground between us and the bridge as quickly as possible.
George, it looks okay. The count's right.
I'm not concerned about the count. I'm concerned about the size of these barrels.
Malone, you and I will take the map.
Stop the leech! Move it! Move it, Georgie! Come on!
Come on! What the hell? You're going to die of something.
Let's get out of here! Let's go! Come on! 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 Come
Stone! Stone! I'm okay!
Enough of this running shit.
Ah, Georgie boy.
Oh, what have we got here?
Hello?
Huh?
Put your hands in the air. You're under arrest. I said, drop it!
Get your face in.
God, didn't you hear what I said? What are you, deaf? What is this, a game?
Stone's going to be all right. I got the fellow with the satchel. All
right. I had to kill him.
Yeah. He's as dead as Julius Caesar. Would you rather it was you?
No, I would not.
Well, then you've done your duty. Go home and sleep well tonight.
Well, the things you see when you're out without your gun.
Now, you're a long way from the south side, George.
Huh? I'm talking to you. Did you come here to open a shooting gallery?
I want you to write down the names of your superiors. I want you to write down the names of your contacts.
Why don't you kiss my ass?
Hey!
All right, perhaps you didn't hear me.
Elliot?
You fired on federal officers. You've broken the
Elliot.
Line. You can be tough in Leavenworth for 30 years.
Elliot,
if you...
you're going inside for all day.
Is that what you want?
Elliot!
What?
Look at this.
What is this? What is this? You got a lot of money changing hands in this book. What is this, ward?
Uh-huh.
Police precincts? But you got a heading here, Circuit Court? You got a heading here, Circuit Court? What is this?
Nothing. It's nothing
it's
you
nothing?
Can make out of
uh-huh.
it.
What is this?
If we can establish that any of these coded entries indicate payment to Capone, then we can put Capone away.
I want you to tell us which one of these entries is Al Capone's.
It's A. Costa. Is that your code name for Capone?
You're going to do the whole thing in the joint unless you help us here, pal.
I want you to translate this ledger for us.
In hell.
In hell? You're mucking with a G here, pal. You're going to hang higher than Heyman unless you cooperate.
This man can finger Al Capone. Well, this man could put Capone behind bars.
Why don't you guys just fuck off?
Fucking with you, Mr. Hardcase. We have to have that information one way or another.
Not that way.
You're going to talk, huh?
Out.
I'm going to be begging to talk, but somebody's going to talk.
Dirty son of a bitch!
Enough out of you.
Hey, come on, you. On your feet. I need you to help me to translate this book, huh? And I'm not going to ask you a second time. I'm going to count to three. Well, what's the matter? Can't you talk with a gun in your mouth? One. Two.
I'm going to don't. I'm going to tell you whatever you want. What do you want to know?
And don't let him clean himself till after he talks. Now, ask him what you want to know.
All right. Okay, I want to know the name of the bookkeeper. I want a complete translation of the code. I want complete information.
Mr. Ness!
You're not to approve of your methods.
Yeah? Well, you're not from Chicago.
What?
They got the shipment.
What?
They got the whole shipment.
I want that son of a bitch dead. I want him dead. I want him dead. I'm dead.
What
am I, alone in this world? Did I ask you what you're trying to do? Did I ask you what you're trying to do?
Please.
I want you to get this fuck where he breathes. I want you to find this Nancy boy, Elliot Ness. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night. I want to piss on his ashes.
This guy. This guy. He's so serious.
Well, he's got a lot on his mind.
He does.
Yes.
Like what?
Like what his name is.
Well, John. I thought that was all settled. John. I thought we liked John.
And I suppose his middle name will be Law.
No. It'll be Edgar. It'll be J. Edgar.
I don't think so.
God, you're beautiful.
You should have seen us last night.
I know. I should have been here. I wanted to be here.
I know. I understand. I do. Just tell me, are you being careful?
Careful as mice.
Are you making progress?
Progress?
Yes.
Mrs. Ness, I think your husband just became the man who got Al Capone.
Gentlemen, a subpoena was issued for Alphonse Capone by my office this morning. For the crime of evading and conspiring to evade federal income tax.
What's the maximum Capone could get?
If convicted on all counts, Mr. Capone could have up to 28 years.
For murder?
Excuse me. That's all. Thank you.
All right. What the hell?
He's serving the Capone organization.
Anyone else named in the
story?
Yeah, but it's Mr. Alfred.
Mr. Riley, can you give him a call?
Okay, now, here we go. The car's in the alley. When you get him there, you don't answer the phone.
Yeah.
When we're coming, we're going to call. We're going to let it ring.
Twice.
We're going to call from?
From the corner.
Anybody knocks on the door?
Come out shooting. I got it.
You got it?
I got it.
Okay. Kind of enjoy the tactical aspects of law enforcement. Is that it,
Oscar? Oh, yeah. It's much more diverting than accounting.
Ready?
I've been good to you. You got to be good to me.
Hey, we made a deal. We're going to stick to it, okay?
Oh, yes, much more diverting than accounting.
Okay, we'll see you tonight.
Yeah. All right, all the way down and no stops.
When he sees coercion, when he sees crime, he can say, I will speak.
Before you go, I've got one more question.
work of Elliot Ness and his squad of untouchables.
See you later. Thank you, General Charlie.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Boy, congratulations. What's his name?
John.
John?
Yeah. John James.
So she's okay?
Yeah, she's okay. In fact, she was telling me when she gets out, she wants to repaint the whole house.
When she's finished with all that, she'll find the house too small. You have to move.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Goodness. It's nice to be mayor.
You can stand the bang.
Mr. Burner, where's Mr. Wells?
Didn't you see him? He just went down in the service elevator.
Hey, good.
Keep an eye out at all times, dear, because I'm
telling you, they are going to send some.
Stay in the service elevator.
Yes.
Wallace! Wallace!
There, on the side of the stairs.
It's a crime when a young guy goes down in the lines with me. I'd hate to see it happen to someone I know. Sometimes it's better not to get involved. Jimmy, take a day off. Get out of the city for a while. You know what I mean?
No, Mr. Capone.
Get him.
We have no Mr. Capone, for God's sake.
I said.
Something you want here?
My friend was killed today.
I don't care.
You don't care. Hey, now he does. Come out here, Capone. You want to fight? You want to fight you and me right here? That's it. Come on. What's the matter? You afraid to come out from behind your men? You afraid to stand up for yourself?
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
You want to
go
out mad now?
Come on, you can't, son of a bitch.
What?
Easy.
You talk to me like that in front of my son? Yeah. Fuck you and your family.
Easy.
Fuck.
It's me.
It's me. It's me. Not this way. Not this way. You fuck, you got nothing. You're not a lot of talk in a bed. You here because you got nothing. You got nothing in court. You don't got the bookkeeper. You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now. You don't got a thing, you punk.
Listen.
No, I understand. Believe me, I understand.
What's happened?
Says he can't be unprotected.
What is it that the guy says?
He says he won't make a fool out of himself and he won't go into court without a witness. So tomorrow morning the DA is going to announce that he's dropping the case.
He's going to give up.
I didn't say that. I said he will not go into court without a witness.
We have Wallace's files and the ledger.
There's a time when I think you have to cut your losses. Hello. Hello. Yes. No, he didn't have a family. That was everything there. No, you do it however you want. I promise I will. You give her my love. I love you too.
Mr. Ness, we got a ledger here listing payments. Chicago city officials. We got Al Capone, Frank Nitti, all those guys.
I think that's enough
involved.
For today. Let's
yeah, I know,
meet
Mr. Ness,
tomorrow.
But we don't
That'll
stay
do,
on top
Mr.
of these
Stone.
Guys.
That'll do. Thank you.
Well, I'd like the request to stick around. We gotta bust these guys.
No, we gotta.
Is that it?
I'm sorry?
You heard me. My question is, are we done?
Yes, I think we're done.
You're saying that we sat in at a game that was above our head.
It appears so. It does appear so to Mr. Wallace.
Well, he's dead. And the DA is going to drop the case.
Damn it, man. He will not go into court without a witness. And he will not go into court without Capone's bookkeeper, Walter Payne.
And what are you prepared to do now?
What would you have me do? I have taken this as far as it can go.
What did your wife want?
She wanted to know if I was my wife?
Yeah.
She wanted to know if I was all right.
It's nice being married, eh?
Yes. She's sitting in some room surrounded by people she doesn't know, going over kitchen color charges. Some part of the world still cares what color the kitchen is.
Elliot, I want you to do one more thing for me. Get back to the DA and stall him.
Wait a minute. Stall him. Stall him with what?
Just do as I say. I think I know how to find this guy.
Walter. Al says we got to get out of town until he can fix this subpoena thing. We're leaving tonight.
Two ball down.
Mike, you got a minute?
Well, I do now, don't I? And what are you doing in the club for cops, Jim? This is a place for cops.
Can we step outside?
All right. But I got nothing to say to you.
Where the hell are we going for a swim? Get out of the rain, you fool!
What?
I just need one more piece of information.
One more?
I need...
Timmy!
I just risked my life for you.
I need to find that bookkeeper.
Are you crazy? You're crazy. I warned you to get out of town. If they knew it was me, I'm dead.
I need to find that bookkeeper.
You fucking nuts, man. You're fucking out of your mind. You're out of your fucking mind. And I tried to save your life. Get your hands off. You owe me, Jimmy. I don't owe you nothing.
My people are being killed.
Your people? We're your people!
You're my people!
Yes, we're your people.
Fucking run with the Dagos. They've ruined this town. For 10 years, I can't eat my food with the shit that's going on. And say that I'm a cop.
Ah, bullshit! Fucking bullshit. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Go on and live the charade. With your soft clothes and your federal stooge.
You keep your
mouth. What the hell do you think he's going to do?
Keep your
mouth. Is he going to clean up this town?
Huh? I need to know where this guy is. I need to know now. And I'm going to rat you out for all the shit that I know that you've done in your life. I'm going to turn you over.
This is a dead man talking to me, Jim.
That's it.
You're dead. Who the hell do you think you are? I'll have your ass hanging from my flagpole in the morning.
Let's cut the wolfing, pal, huh? You tell me, or you're going to the hospital or the fucking morgue.
Well, by God, you're going to fight this thing out and we'll have a case.
Yes, on what basis? I'm not going to go out on a limb. I'm not going to make a fool of...
Don't tell me, sir, about making a fool out of yourself. I have men out there risking something more than that. And I'm told that we have a lead, and we are following that lead at risk to more than our standing. So don't you dare stop now.
Yeah, Stone.
Jimmy Nash.
Not here. He's at the DA's. What's going on?
Well, tell him I know where Payne is and to meet me at my place right away.
I'm going to tell you something. Somebody messes with me, I'm going to mess with him. Somebody steals from me, I'm going to say you stole, not talk to him for spitting on the sidewalk.
Right. You understand?
Yeah. Now, I have done nothing to hurt these people, but they're angry at me, so what do? Doctor up some income tax, for which they got no case. To annoy me, to speak to me like men, no. To harass a peaceful man. I pray to God that if I ever had a grievance, I would have just a little more self-respect.
Mr. Capone!
Well, I'll tell you one more thing. You got an all-out prize fight, you wait till the fight's over, one guy's left standing, and that's how you know who won.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Get out of here, you dago bastard! Go on, get your ass out of here!
He's on this train.
What are you prepared to do?
Train's leaving for Miami 12:05, Mr. Ness.
We'll be there. The bookkeeper's no good to us dead. Stone?
Yes, sir.
Cover the south entrance.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Are you all right? Thank you. You're such a gentleman. It's so kind of you to help me. I really wasn't sure if we'd make it or not. Is there some problem I can help you with?
No.
No.
I really can't thank you enough. Oh, isn't this fun?
Oh,
and you're being such a good boy, sweetheart. Thank you again. This is so wonderful. Take him from here. You've been such a great help. Thank you so much. Oh, this is glorious. I'll take it from here, sir. Thank you very much for your help. Thank you, sir.
Don't cry, sweetheart. We're almost home. Is something wrong? Sir?
Out with the bookkeeper, and the bookkeeper and me are driving away. See? Or else he dies.
He dies.
Please,
and you ain't got nothing.
You got 5 seconds to make up your mind.
I'll tell you what you want to know.
Shut up. I'm not kidding. That's
crazy. You don't have to do this. I'll tell you what you want to know, for Christ's sake.
You got him?
Yeah, I got him.
One! Will you stop it?
Take him.
2.
Two coded entries in this ledger represent cash disbursement to all levels of city officials, members of the police, and to Alphonse Capone.
That is correct.
Excuse me?
I said that is correct.
and you will decipher these coded entries for us.
I will.
Sorry, Mr. Payne, I can't hear you.
I said I will.
You were in charge of disbursements for Mr. Capone?
Yes, I was.
And you personally distributed monies? Vast, undeclared monies to Mr. Capone?
Yes, I did.
Would you tell us the amounts?
In a 3-year period, I personally disbursed monies to Mr. Capone in excess of $1.33 million.
Would you repeat that amount, please?
$1.33 million.
Thank you very much.
I don't understand it. What does Capone have? We're nailing the lid on his coffin. He's smiling.
Speak to you a minute, please.
See all your pockets on the table here, all of it.
I got a permit for that.
Fine, let's see.
No, I'm not the one under indictment.
Everything on the table. Give him his gun back.
To whom it may concern, please extend to the bearer, Mr. Frank Nitti, all possible courtesy and consideration. William Thompson, mayor of the city of Chicago.
I'm sorry, Mr. Ness, you'll have to give it back.
That man does not go back into that courtroom. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir.
Racine. You know, I used to have a friend who lived there.
Treasure man. Come on. Harass me. What are you waiting for? Don't just stand there. Harass me.
Don't push me.
They're gonna burn you, buddy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm gonna come see you burn, you son of a bitch, because you killed my friend.
He died like a pig.
What did you say?
I said that your friend died screaming like a stuck Irish pig. Now you think about that when I beat the rat.
One picture, come on, one picture.
Ness, take a look at this. Mr. Ness. Mr. Ness, you doing okay? I think you better see this.
What is it?
What is it? That's a jury list, Mr. Ness. They've been bribed. Got out of Nitty's coat. Where is Nitty?
He's in the car.
This constitutes no evidence. It has no provenance. I'm not about to
Your
allow...
Honor, the truth of the case is that the man Capone is a killer and he will go free. There is only one way to deal with such men, and that is hunt them down. I have forsworn myself. I have broken every law I swore to defend. I have become what I beheld, and I am content that I have done right. Now, that man must be stopped, and you must...
I'll be the judge of what I must do, Mr. Ness.
Would you excuse us?
Sir.
Bailiff, I want you to go next door to Judge Hoffman's court, where they've just begun hearing a divorce action. I want you to bring that jury in here and take this jury to his court. Bailiff, are those instructions clear?
Yes, sir. They're clear.
Talk. What is it? Bailiff, I want you to switch the juries.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I object.
What did you tell him?
I told him his name was in the ledger, too.
His name wasn't in the ledger.
Hey, wait, sir, what is this? Is this the law? What's going on over here? Your Honor.
We are out of order.
What's going on over here?
That we have
I don't care what you think.
Do something over here.
What do I look now? Like to you, huh? Do something. Do something.
Order!
Your Honor, we would like to withdraw our plea of not guilty and enter a plea of guilty.
Order in the court! Order!
When did he switch the jury?
What are you going to do now? You're going to continue going after the organization?
Excuse me.
Stop jury. Arrest him, Your Honor. Is this justice? What about justice? Wait.
Never stop. Never stop fighting till the fight is done.
What do you say? What do you say?
I said never stop fighting till the fight is done.
What?
You heard me, Capone. It's over.
You're get out of here. You're nothing but a lot of talk and a bitch.
Here ended the lesson.
You're nothing but a lot of talk and a bitch. You're nothing but a lot of talk and a bitch. You're nothing but a lot of talk and a bitch. You're nothing but a lot of talk and a bitch.
So much violence. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, George.
I want to thank you for this.
No, thank you.
Any comment for the record? The man who put out the phone on the spot?
I just happened to be there when the wheel went round.
They say they're going to repeal Prohibition. What will you do then?
I think I'll have a drink.